And now from Treasure Island Oldies, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 24th. This week in 1958, Elvis Presley was inducted into the U.S. Army. Future Rolling Stones Mick Jagger and Keith Richards made their professional stage debut this week in 1962 with the group called Little Boy Blue and the Blue Boys, and it was at a club in Ealing, England. Freddie and the Dreamers did the Freddie. Do the Freddie was released this week in 1965. Elvis appeared in concert for the last time in 8 years in 1961. It was a benefit concert for the USA Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. The photograph for the Butcher cover of the American version of the Beatles album Yesterday and Today was taken in 1966. Some were printed and ripped off the market, and some were actually overprinted with a new cover. If you've got one of those, you've got a little bit of a collector's item. This week in 1975, the movie version of Tommy premiered in London, England. Eric Clapton married George Harrison's ex-wife, Patty Boyd, in 1979 this week. Jeff Beck joined the Yardbirds as a replacement for Eric Clapton in 65. What will be, que sera, sera, from the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, that starred James Stewart and Doris Day, won an Academy Award for the Best Original Song this week in 1957. Gene Chandler received a gold record for the Duke of Earl in 1962. Sgt. Pepper's album cover was photographed this week in 1967. In 1963, Leslie Gore appeared for the first time on American Bandstand. The Paris police arrested 85 rioters at a Rolling Stones concert there this week in 1966. In 2001, Mr. Acker Bilk received an MBE, Member of the British Empire Medal, from Queen Elizabeth for services to the music industry. Elvis's movie Frankie and Johnny premiered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this week in 1966, I think it was. In 1977, Elvis's concert in Baton Rouge was postponed during an intermission when the king was too ill to go back on stage. He was then admitted to a Memphis hospital suffering from fatigue and intestinal flu. The Jimmy Rogers Show with Connie Francis as a regular star debuted this week in 1959 on TV. Dion DiMucci married his wife Sue this week in 63. Roy Orbison married his second wife Barbara in Nashville, Tennessee this week in 1969. In 2003, John Lennon's boyhood home in Liverpool was open to the public. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show received their wish, and they appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone this week in 1973. And in 1964, Barbra Streisand opened on Broadway in Funny Girl. In the studio, the Everly Brothers recorded So Sad in 1960. Elvis was in the studio recording Burning Love in 1972. Roy Orbison cut Only the Lonely in 60. Ray Charles recorded Georgia On My Mind this week in 1958. Rick Nelson recorded his very first songs in the studio this week in 1957. They were a cover of Fats Domino's I'm Walkin' along with A Teenager's Romance. Chuck Berry recorded No Particular Place to Go in 64. Dee Clark cut Hey Little Girl this week in 58. In 1967, the Young Rascals recorded Groovin'. Also in 67, Van Morrison cut Brown Eyed Girl. Gary Lewis recorded Greengrass in 66. Brenda Lee cut I'm Sorry in 1960. Fats Domino recorded Blue Monday in 55, and Hank Ballard cut Finger Poppin' Time in 1960. Birthdays: Billy Stewart, born this week, 1937. Nick Lowe is 70. Dave Appel from the Applejacks, born this week, 1922. Nervous Norvis, born in 1912. Elton John is turning 72. Aretha Franklin, born this week, 1942. Johnny Burnett, born in 34. Bonnie Guitar, born in 1923. The late songwriter Hoyt Axton, who wrote Joy to the World, the No-No Song, Greenback Dollar, and many others, born this week in 1938. Diana Ross turned 75. Johnny Crawford from the TV show The Rifleman. He was the young son playing Lucas McCain. Mark McCain, in fact, the son. He is 73. Alan Arkin from the Terriers is 75. Rufus Thomas, born in 1917. Fred Parris from the Five Satins, is 83. Vicki Lawrence is turning 70. Teddy Pendergrass from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, born this week in 1950. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is 68. Rod Lauren, born in 1940. Sarah Vaughan was born in 24. Terry Jacks is turning 75, Eric Clapton 74, Frankie Lane born in 1913 this week. Rolf Harris is 89, Randy Van Warmer 50, born in 55. Ronnie Rice from the New Colony 6 is 73. Herb Alpert from the Tijuana Brass is 84. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family, 85, also turning 85 this week. Richard Chamberlain. John Poulos from the Buckinghams, born this week in 1948. And Jim Dandy Mangrum, of Black Oak, Arkansas. He's having a birthday, and he is turning 71. And from Treasure Island Oldies, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 24th. For late-breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at treasureislandoldies.com. I'm Michael Godin. Treasure Island Oldies.